Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I left a water bra at someone's house.
What?
That was
what is
not
a water
me.
Bra?
What's a water bra?
Well, you know what? I don't know.
but anyway, I love when you don't know and say, like, we got a dickle. Yeah.
Well, I now I'm trying to imagine. Well, I was questioning whether or not I know what it is, and I don't know if I know. I assume it's like a
bikini
anyway. The question
top?
Is, what embarrassing thing did you leave at someone's house?
Oh.
And if you want to tell us, it's 790-792-6278. You can call or text. And I was just going through the text on the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, and it says I left a water bra that I took off and whipped underneath his bed so he didn't see it.
I know what it is,
but it was so.
Is
heavy.
It like to augment, Kelly?
So you can fill it with like gel packs or whatever, and so it makes you know
your
yaya
you bigger,
right? And so she's embarrassed because you know she.
Oh, it's like a padded bra.
She presented herself in a certain way and whatever. Yeah.
Don't you think he knew? Don't you think he figured
well,
it out?
Well, at that point, the lights may have been off. And,
I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah,
but, yeah, right.
And he knows. Yeah.
But either way, she. Picture this. She whips it under the bed, and it goes flying up to the other side of the bed. So she couldn't get it, and then she decided to just leave it when she left in the morning.
Oh, I love this girl. Yes, you're just going to go. Abort mission. Yep.
Yeah. That's funny. Someone texted, I found my boyfriend's list.
No.
And it was long.
Wow.
This is the done list.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That
prompted this topic, yeah. Someone else said, I'm a teacher, and I changed in my bathroom at school to go to the gym. And the next day, the custodian said, did you happen to leave a pair of underwear in our bathroom?
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Luckily, it was the female custodian, and they were
okay.
Clean.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Okay.
That's way different.
Yeah, that could have gone bad. Okay.
Yep, agreed.
Woof.
Then we got this text. It says it's a piece of jewelry that I cannot say the name of on the show, it's a ring, and it's not for your finger.
Oh,
good Lord, where do you leave it?
they may have taken it off during an encounter and then left it at the person's house.
Oh my God.
And now this, I'm how can I tell this story? So I was at a gym locker room, okay? And I wish I had a coin or something. I was at Todd's got to go on TV in like 15 seconds.
Is this your personal story, Blake?
Yes. No. Someone texted that.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Someone texted that.
Okay.
No. This is wow,
you were talking
okay,
like it was yours.
Stop.
Like,
Hold on. Let me put the vehicle in reverse.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay. So this was someone who texted and said, I left that ring at someone's house after an encounter. Okay.
Okay.
Now, separate story.
Okay.
My story.
Okay.
When I was at a gym locker room, and it was a very, very gay gym, and I can't make this up. All of a sudden, I hear like the drop of a large ring. Okay. Yeah. I wish I had like a pith. And a guy had dropped his.
Oh my God.
And of course, it caught my attention. So look. Over, we locked eyes, and I had to get out as soon as possible.
No, oh God, you locked eyes. Oh,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Way too much eye contact.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm never coming back to this gym again. Goodbye.
Yeah. See ya. Bye. And also, good for you. That's quite a ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye.
It's quite.
Have a good workout. See you later.
Yeah.
Gotta go.